This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We are talking about the situation in China with the internment camps, the what they describe as re-education camps. They're just trying to protect the world from terrorists. See, they're taking all these terrorists out from Kazakhstan and elsewhere and the Xinjiang province of China, and they're putting them in re-education camps. They're giving them vocational training here. They're getting better.
The only vocation training they're getting is how to be a terrorist. That's exactly how to. You kidnap someone's father, and you torture them, mm-hmm. make them renounce their religion, and the son of that father becomes a terrorist.
Yeah, it's the same old story as what happened in the Middle East with the U.S. government going in there and destroying people's lives, blowing up people's homes, and kidnapping them and taking them away to Guantanamo Bay and other, you know, secret rendition sites and things like that. So it's the same story. It's
and just then being surprised when they create extremists and terrorists.
Yeah. And of course, that's one of the reasons why they won't let people out of Guantanamo Bay. Right? Like, right. Once they put them there for 20 years, they're really afraid to let them go because, well, they know that if they weren't a terrorist, because a lot of guys have been actually released from Guantanamo Bay, given that there was no evidence against them whatsoever, and finally, you know, enough lawyers got thrown at a situation to where the U.S. government had to say, I guess we have to let them go. Well, maybe they became terrorists after they left because of what happened to them.
It wouldn't be terribly surprising. I mean, if someone kidnaps you and holds you prisoner for, you know, a decade without any justification whatsoever, and you're just some farmer in Iraq or Afghanistan, it's not surprising you'd hold a little bit of resentment.
Yeah, it might warp your mind a little bit, you think?
I mean, I'm an advocate of forgiveness, but hey, not everyone has that strength of forgiving 10 years of unjust punishment.
Or more in a lot of cases.
Yeah, not the easiest thing to do.
So the report here from NBC News, I think, is going light on what they're including from the report from Amnesty International, so I'm actually curious to pull up the actual report if we can and find out, you know, more about this, because it's a relatively short report that sort of glosses over generally what happened. I mean, by no means is it good what they're reporting, but I suspect it gets much uglier. They do give an example of the Tiger chair, which they describe as a steel chair affixed with leg irons and handcuffs that render the body immobile, often in painful positions. One former detainee said he witnessed the torture of a cellmate who he believed was being punished for pushing a guard, and who was made to sit in said Tiger chair in the middle of a cell for 3 days, restrained and immobilized. Quote, two cuffs were locked around his wrists and legs, a rubber thing attached to the ribs to make the person sit up straight. He would urinate and defecate in the chair.
Well, he didn't have a choice if he was kept there for 3 days.
Right. We told the guards, they said to clean him. His body was his bottom was wounded. His eyes look unconscious. He's quoted as saying in the report.
I can only imagine what that does to a human brain to be in that sort of position.
According to the report, the former detainee also told Amnesty he later learned that man had died in the camp. That's the other thing here is when we were reporting on the YouTube takedowns, there is a channel, a guy in Kazakhstan has been doing interviews with family members of people who've been disappeared and have ostensibly been taken to one of these camps.
Which is incredibly risky. Kudos to that guy, and kudos to the family members who have the courage to speak out, knowing that they could be putting other family members at risk.
Did you hear about this story at all?
I heard that he We talked about it briefly when we were at the festival, and that he, you know, switched over to Library or Odyssey.
Yes.
So good on him for that.
Yep.
Which uncensorable.
Is awesome. And the reason, the quote-unquote reason that YouTube was taking his videos down, because they were just taking them down and, of course, not reinstating them. And then finally when Reuters, I think it was, sent an inquiry to YouTube, they're like, oh, did we take those videos down? We're just going to put them right back up. But listen here, mister, you better stop showing the identities of these people you're interviewing. Because what he was doing was, he was saying, oh, well, I have so-and-so here from this province in Kazakhstan, and they're saying that their loved one was kidnapped, and here's their ID, so you can see that the person we're saying that they are is actually the person who they are. We're proving to you that this is a legitimate interview and that, you know, this person is standing on their words. YouTube saying that this is abusive towards the person who's being interviewed.
The person who voluntarily did this interview.
YouTube is saying, oh, we need to protect these people's
identity. From the Chinese government?
I don't know. It seems like they're protecting the Chinese government by taking the videos down in the first place because, you know, China's a big economy and they want to stay in China and make money. That's really likely what's going on here, but they're, of course, not saying that. But, oh, no, we'll let you put the videos back up. Just make sure you blur out all the IDs of all the people that you're doing interviews of, which is, of course, counter to the whole point of the interview, which is to prove that this person is so-and-so's family member and that they're not BSing and, you know, they can be held accountable for the things that they say.
Yeah, credibility is important. Being able to demonstrate that in your video is also important. But at least he's on Library now where he can't. Or Odyssey. I keep mixing up the two.
Can you define the difference?
I cannot.
So Library is LBRY.com. That's where this all started. That's where this decentralized, blockchain-based media protocol, which is what Library is, was created.
Okay.
They then had library.tv, so library, lbry.com, and then lbry.tv, and I guess they figured that that wasn't the best branding, and so they decided, I think, about a year and a half ago to launch Odyssey, which is also, you have to spell it on the radio, O-D-Y-S-E-E. It's one of those things where they changed the spelling, and, of course, Google uses that as the excuse to not show you results, by the way.
Oh,
you know,
really?
You know how on Google, where if you type in something wrong, they're like, did you mean this? And then they give you the results of this, the thing they think that you meant. And then if you look underneath the question of did you mean this, it says, go ahead and show me results for what you actually typed in.
Yeah.
So they're using the fact that Odyssey is not spelled correctly as their reason to give you their results instead of the results that actually include
which is
Odyssey.
Probably Homer's Odyssey, presumably, or some research paper about
offhand, it. But that's what they're doing. And, of course, you know, Odyssey is a competitor to YouTube, so it's no surprise that they're trying to shovel them underneath as much as they possibly can. So LBRY.com, Library, is the protocol. Odyssey is like the front end, basically. Okay. It's sort of the, you know, the pretty splash screen for people to interact with that protocol. It's a web version of what you can get, essentially, if you download the Library app.
So I remember that, you know, this started, I think they went live at the early beginning of this year. And, of course, in March, some stuff happened that sort of kept me from just looking up Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing hasn't been good, but thank you for explaining it.
Yeah, so Library, LBRY.com, you can go there and you can download the Library app, which I recommend that you do. I mean, if you want to take this to the next level, it's one thing to just go to Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com, and just watch videos and subscribe to things, and that's fine, right? Like that's...
Oh, Odyssey is like a browser version that accesses the stuff on the Library network.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Use the app instead.
Well, and the reason why you want to use the app is because that's how you kind of unlock all the, you know, the features and... I mean, they've pretty much aped everything that the app does on the web version. In fact, I'm not sure if it doesn't do anything that the app does. But if you want to do it proper, you know, get the app. And then the way this works is any video that you watch, you sort of become the seed of that video. If you're familiar with torrents, and I know you are, Ari, but if our listeners are familiar with torrents, it's sort of a way that you can download a file from multiple sources all at once, decentralized-like.
Yes.
And so Library is kind of like... that, except blockchain-based, and...
As I understand it, the blockchain only stores the locations where the videos can be downloaded?
It certainly has what's called library credits, which are, you know, these credits that you can use. If you're a creator, let's say you want to monetize your content. Well, instead of having to rely on YouTube to sell advertisements and cut you in at, you know, 10% or 20% or whatever it is they're giving their creators, you get 100%. of the proceeds. And you can set the price. You can say, okay, yeah, let people see my video if they pay X.
Yeah.
Or you can say, let anybody see my video for free. It's up to you as a creator, which is totally cool, right?
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and so library is a free thing. Go check them out, lbry.com. We're actually streaming on Odyssey, which is in beta right now. We're part of the beta test. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. You can watch us streaming live on Odyssey. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you bring up anything that you want, you can join us here, 603-283-6160. If you want to share your thoughts on the Chinese internment camps, Chinese government is saying, oh, they're just re-education camps. Well, we actually have the Amnesty International report pulled up here. Not just a report, but a nicely designed website. The website is Xinjiang, which is spelled xinjiang.amnesty.org. And there's a whole layout of 9 different chapters, basically, of this report.
Jesus.
Covering. There's the executive summary, of course, which we will get into. And then the methodology, and then a background, blanket repression, arbitrary detention. These are all the different chapter titles. Life inside the internment camps, torture in the internment camps, life after the internment camps, international legal framework, conclusions, and recommendations. So, I think we should dig in a little bit further.
Yeah, it sounds pretty heavy-hitting.
According to Xinjiang.amnesty.org, let me give you a little bit of information here. So they talk about how, again, this has been going on since at least 2017. The Chinese government has carried out a massive and systematic abuse against Muslims living in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The human suffering has been immense. Huge numbers of men and women from predominantly Muslim ethnic groups have been arbitrarily detained and sent to internment camps or prison. The system is part of a larger campaign of subjugation and forced assimilation of ethnic minorities in the Xinjiang province. From late 2019 to 2021, Amnesty International has been investigating these abuses. On June 10th, they published a report regarding these firsthand testimonies, and that's what NBC was reporting on earlier, where they talked to approximately 60 people, most of whom they kept completely anonymous, and the website here presents the evidence gathered by Amnesty's investigation.
Do they allude to what sort of numbers they're talking about? Are we talking like 1 million, 2 million, 5 million?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer, but they do show specific cases. Because it's one thing to look at large numbers. It's another thing to look at the individual. So part of this front page of this website under this executive summary shows actual photographs of people that they believe are in these internment camps. Here's one example. Merhaba Musa, a woman in an internment camp, suspected reason for arrest or detention. Mind you, they have to suspect the reason because there's no real official information about this. It's just according to people who know her or whatever.
From what I can tell, acting in any sort of way that is even hints, that even hints at being religious isn't enough justification for the Chinese government.
That's in here, too. In her case, her suspected reason, applying for travel to South Korea, precedent with police. Last contact, July of 2017. The official reason? Unknown. In early 2017, Merhaba told a friend she might be sent for education soon. That friend, based in Norway, told Amnesty that she has not been able to contact Merhaba since late 2017 via WeChat. Before she was taken away, she worked at a Urumqi bus rapid transit bus station.
God, that's so horrifying. Can you imagine a friend of yours texts you, hey, I think I'm about to be taken away to a re-education camp.
And then
they're gone.
She was, in her job, tasked with inspecting the personal belongings and phones of Uyghurs and members of other ethnic groups. Merhaba's friend said the stress of her job led her to suffer a mental breakdown. So part of her job was to actually help the Chinese government.
Well, it's hard to engage in the systematic torture and oppression of people.
Right.
That's surely traumatic.
Yeah, if you can actually connect with other human beings and empathize with them, then yeah, that would absolutely be traumatic. She is divorced with one son. Her life goal was to provide her son with the best education possible in a safe environment. She was a hard worker, and she dreamed of going to Korea to learn how to create eyebrow tattoos and open her own beauty salon back home. So that's all we know about her. And this goes on and on. They literally have dozens of photographs of people here who are suspected to be in these internment camps. The next guy, Sapiam Tukchi, is suspected to be in for traveling abroad and contact with family abroad and religious practices. He went missing after April 2015 after a trip to Turkey to visit family members and relatives, including, her granddaughter. The granddaughter and her family in 2019 were living in Germany and were told by relatives that were still in China that their loved one was now in an internment camp. According to her granddaughter, before visiting Turkey, Sapayam received a threatening call from a police officer who said, quote, "If you don't come back from Turkey, we will take your son." Once back in China, she cut off all communication with her family abroad. Her granddaughter recalled her saying, quote, "Don't call me anymore. We are fine here."
Which is something that she would certainly said into the phone while a police officer had a gun
to her head. Yeah. Or her son. Granddaughter's family does not have any official documents in her case and has now lost all connection with relatives in China. The family is worried about her health because she suffers from diabetes and health problems.
What year did they say this happened?
Went missing after 2015.
Yeah, I'm sorry, she's dead.
There's a chance of that for sure. Sapiam, who would now be about 60 years old, is another hardworking woman. She owned, I guess you could say, a shop selling clothes. Her granddaughter remembers her always being busy with family and business, adding that she didn't have an easy life. So again, like I said, there's just dozens of these stories here going on. Ethnic minorities living in Xinjiang have long faced discrimination and persecution. Lawful activities many of us take for granted can be considered a reason to be sent to a camp or prison, where detainees are subjected to a relentless forced indoctrination campaign, physical and psychological torture, and other forms of ill treatment. And then they actually have a petition, as though that'll matter in any way, shape, or form. But I guess the idea is you can share the petition with your friends and make them aware of what's going on. So there is that aspect of it.
Yeah, petitions are popular on social media, but
I don't think the president of China is going to give a damn.
No, not at all. I mean, he knows this is happening, and he's authorized and he's complicit in it.
Absolutely. So far from a legitimate response to a purported terrorist threat, which is what the government's claiming, the government's campaign evinces a clear intent to target parts of Xinjiang's population on the basis of religion and ethnicity, and to use severe violence and intimidation to root out Islamic religious beliefs and Turkic Muslim ethno-cultural practices. The government aims to replace these beliefs and practices with secular state-sanctioned views and behaviors, and ultimately to forcibly assimilate members of these ethnic groups into a homogeneous Chinese nation possessing a unified language, culture, and unwavering loyalty to the Chinese Communist Party.
And yeah, you know, it is ultimately, as we talked about earlier, it's that the Chinese state religion wants to squash the existence of any other religions that may compete with it.
According to this report, they, of course, in order to do this, undertook a campaign of arbitrary mass detention. Huge numbers of men and women from predominantly Muslim ethnic groups have been detained, including hundreds of thousands who have been sent to prisons, as well as hundreds of thousands, perhaps a million or more, who have been sent to what the government refers to as, quote, training or education centers. These facilities are more accurately described as internment camps. Detainees are subjected to a ceaseless indoctrination campaign, as well as physiological and physical torture and other forms of ill treatment, part of a larger campaign of subjugation and forced assimilation of ethnic minorities. The government of China has enacted other far-reaching policies that severely restrict the behavior of Muslims, violating multiple human rights, including the right to liberty, the security of person, privacy, the freedom of movement, to opinion and expression, thought, conscience, religion, and belief, to participate in cultural life, and equality and non-discrimination. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can comment on what's going on in China and probably elsewhere in the world, like North Korea, for instance. They got camps, too.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll from the partial condo collapse in South Florida is now up to 28 after another body was found. That leaves 117 people unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying that the weather down in the area is affecting the search and rescue efforts.
The bad weather, unfortunately, has caused some temporary pauses of the work, specifically lightning, which, as you know, is not safe for conducting the search effort.
Tropical storm Elsa making landfall in Cuba. The tropical storm is down to 50-mile-an-hour winds. The storm expected to roll across the island nation today before tracking into the Gulf of Mexico. It is currently forecast to make landfall again on Florida's west coast sometime Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continues to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border in hopes of being let into the country, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton blames the surge on President Joe Biden's decision to reverse many of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies.
If Joe Biden would simply continue construction of the border wall rather than paying these contractors not to work, and if he would stop the flow of migrants, now hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring into our country over the last 6 months, then the Texas governor wouldn't have had to put out this urgent call to support.
A man charged in connection with the fireworks explosion last week in southern Los Angeles will appear in court on Tuesday. Arturo Ceja III allegedly transported tons of fireworks illegally from Nevada to Los Angeles. The huge cache of fireworks exploded last week as police were working to secure it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. We're getting in deeper and deeper into the situation in China. Amnesty International interviewed 55 people. And these are people who had been detained and then released, amazingly, from these internment camps.
That is a distinct difference from the Nazi concentration camps. Is that you didn't leave the Nazi concentration camps until they were liberated.
Correct. Now, how many of the million plus that they estimate have been put into these camps have been released is another question. And how many has actually been put in? Because, again, all you can really do is take a guess at the numbers. There's no official statement as far as how many people are in these places. They're humongous organizations, humongous operations. One of the photos I saw shows workers that are walking on the outside of one of the walls, and the wall just goes and goes and goes. You can see the fence with the barbed wire at the top, and it's just off into the distance. This is one facility, that they have. So how many are there? I don't know. How many people can be held per facility? I don't know. I can tell you one thing. In, concentration camps, they usually put in more people than were designed to hold, as far as...
Yeah, and it sounds like these were designed to hold a whole lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to tell you more about it. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is a lengthy report. We're just looking at the executive summary. So I'm going to link this on our social media site, which is social.freetalklive.com. You and I, we've got our own accounts there, Aria, and yep, we post there fairly often. You put some pictures up from ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, it's critical for the administration of freetalklive.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously.
And it's a way for you to have a more free platform, because there's a big crackdown, big tech. You know, not only are they going in and protecting the Chinese government, but they're protecting the American government as well. Places like YouTube, Facebook. Of course, Facebook was recently, we talked about them sending warnings to their users about domestic extremism. Have you talked to a domestic extremist? Are your friends becoming extreme? You can report them here, that kind of thing.
It was all very weird.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be targeting libertarians almost exclusively, right?
Well, I mean, we run in those circles, so you wouldn't know necessarily.
I have a lot of overlap with, like, leftists, though.
Okay.
I mean, especially as a result of the sheriff campaign.
Right.
But I have seen some leftists getting it, but the vast majority of them, it's libertarians.
But what about the conservatives? Are they being targeted?
I don't have very many conservative friends.
I will admit that. Yeah, I suspect they are.
But I mean, it's terrifying. The libertarian response to this has been to make a bunch of memes, not recognizing the fact that Facebook is probably sharing this information with tyrannical regimes throughout the world, saying, hey, oh, look, they're probably helping China. In fact, hey, look, you're looking for extremists. These people are on our list of potential extremists.
Yeah, and I think that Facebook is likely turning over information to law enforcement, even if they're not saying so, even if there's not a link to, hey, here's the law enforcement number, you can contact them and turn over your friends. That's what's coming next.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean,
Facebook has a worldwide dragnet that the NSA would be jealous of.
And to come back to the story we've been discussing here, and again, check out social.freetalklive.com. I haven't posted this link yet, but I will at some point tonight, so you can dig into this 9-part lengthy report on the camps in China. But it's not illegal to be extreme, at least yet, in the United States. You should be free to say things that could be considered offensive. That's the whole idea behind free speech, as long as you're not actually threatening somebody, because threats aren't generally considered to be free speech. You know, generally, you should be able to do those things in the United States. However, yeah, like I said earlier, it's like a difference in degrees. They're not rounding people up yet for free speech in the United States, but how far are they away from saying, well, you said something that's considered only domestic extremists who are considering terrorism would say these things, so therefore we're going to put you in a re-education camp?
It's terrifyingly close.
Here's what happened, more from the report.
And no one ever sees these things coming, right?
No.
It's not like the American government is going to be like, oh, yeah, all of these FEMA camps that we've been setting up, you know, to catch the immigrants, yeah, we're going to throw these right-wing extremists in there. And, of course, because the media and the government is going to paint people as right-wing extremists, no one's going to challenge it. Oh,
they'll
yes,
be applauded.
Get those Nazis.
They're dangerous. They had guns. According to the story here, again, but going back to China, so how did they do it there? Well, they talked to 55 people, all of whom had been arbitrarily detained for what appears to be, by all reasonable standards, entirely lawful conduct, meaning that they didn't commit any sort of internationally recognized criminal offense. They didn't rob somebody. They didn't beat somebody. They didn't, you know, steal something from. There was nothing like that that they were accused of doing. The internment camp detention process appears to be operating outside of the scope of the Chinese criminal justice system or other domestic law. According to government documents and statements by government officials, applying criminal procedure would be inappropriate because the people in the camps are there voluntarily.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm completely convinced that these people asked to be tortured and detained for years.
They're like, help me get rid of my religion. I want to be forced against my will to be starved. That will help me.
Help me get rid of my religion so that I can better embrace your religion.
As demonstrated by the testimonies and other evidence in this report, however, attendance in the camps is definitely not voluntary, and conditions are an affront to human dignity. Ayman, a government official who participated in the mass arrest, told Amnesty how in late 2017, police took people from their homes without warning, how family members of the detained people reacted, and what role the government cadres were in the process. This is a quote from one of the government agents. I was there. The police would take people out of their houses with hands handcuffed behind them, including women. They put black hoods on them, because that's a good sign.
That's how you know they volunteered. I mean, who doesn't volunteer to get kidnapped in the middle of the night with a black bag over your head?
Right.
I mean, that's so obviously voluntary, I don't know why Amnesty even bothered to investigate further.
You just don't understand, Arya. These detention camps are so good. They're so great. They just don't want to reveal the location of them because people will rush the gates trying to get in. So that's why they put black hoods on their heads. So when they get out of the camps, they can't just go home and tell their loved ones about how great the experience was. I mean, they gotta restrict the intakes.
Makes sense. And that way they can't just find their way back.
Exactly. It was very sad. This is, again, the government agent. He said afterwards he cried. That night, we made 60 arrests. That was just in one district of many where people were being detained. Every day, they arrested more people. Now, think about why he would be crying in this circumstance. He's doing horrible things to people. He knows it's wrong, right? Yeah. So he still has the humanity inside of him somewhere. Even though he works for the Chinese government, he knows that what he's doing is wrong. But further, he likely knows that if he does anything differently, he's going to be on the inside of the camp.
They're it's not a good place to be.
Right. You don't do what they say. They say, the government says, go kidnap these people. If you don't, we'll take you, or we'll take your son, or we'll take your wife. And they don't even have to say it, right?
Right.
Like, you know they're arresting these people for no reason, just because they have different beliefs or whatever. And so you know that they got no allegiance to you just because you have allegiance to them. Just because you've been following their orders obediently for however long, how many years your career has been, all that can end in a second.
Yeah, and that's all it happens is one mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what happened in all the other regimes that we were talking about earlier. You know, you cross your superior, and they sign an order, boom, you're gone. And you're now a camp member.
One moment of weakness. One little glimpse of humanity.
One moment of humanity, yeah.
Yeah.
The individuals interviewed by Amnesty said their reasons that they were given for their detentions were often not tied to specific acts. Rather, detainees were informed they had been detained because they'd been classified as suspicious or untrustworthy.
Wouldn't that seem like, I mean, if they're going to go this tyrannical approach, that's justification for maybe sitting down with them, talking to them?
Oh, they did talk to them extensively.
They
indoctrinated, attempted to indoctrinate.
But before you kidnap them and, you know, hold them prisoner for 3 years or whatever, you said, hey, you've been a little suspicious lately. Is everything okay? And they go, yeah, everything's fine. And you go, okay, well, have a good day then.
Or they would be labeled a terrorist or an extremist. When specific acts were mentioned, they generally fell into a few broad categories like offenses related to foreign countries. Numerous detainees were sent to camps for simply living, traveling, or studying abroad, or for communicating with people abroad. Many were detained for simply being connected with people who lived, traveled, studied, or communicated with people abroad. Another category includes those detained for offenses related to using unauthorized software or digital communications technology. Many former detainees were sent to camps for having used or having forbidden software applications on their mobile phones. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. It's free time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, number 603-283-6160. We're going through the executive summary of the jingjang.amnesty.org site where they interviewed several dozen people who have been in the detention camps where there's torture being used against people, brainwashing, all kinds of nasty stuff, and talk to them about their experiences, which, of course, you know, are only limited to their experiences. We don't know about the million other people that are also experiencing what's going on in there.
But we can assume it's probably pretty similar for them.
It's likely like this or worse, and it's pretty bad. We're scratching the surface of this detailed report here tonight to give you some idea of what's been happening. And again, as I say, we'll post the link over there on the Free Talk Live social media site at social.freetalklive.com. If you haven't signed up on that site yet, please head over there and get interactive with us. Hosts of the show, listeners of the show are there, and they can share. You can share your opinions without fear of, you know, having some government. Well, like, we can't stop the government from doing things, but having the big tech people from stopping you from sharing your opinions there. So it's a much more free place. Unless you're like a spam artist, then we're going to get rid of you. I have deleted spam accounts from this site, but so far.
Well, someone spreading spam isn't really expressing an opinion that we don't approve of. It's just them generating noise.
Exactly. And we want to clear that crap out. But head over to social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get the link to this report later tonight. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Bobby's on the line in Florida to start things out here. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Happy to see y'all back together, and that was pretty cool seeing Kirby in yesterday. I'm glad he got to come out, and I'm glad he had a good time.
Yeah, Kirby was great. We had a good time with him for like the last half of the show.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, because I heard him call in and then got to see him yesterday, and that was pretty cool. But let me get to what I was going to talk about now. In the libertarian way, it's not interventionist, but let's say we found out that they were killing the people over there in China. And isn't there a time that we could go in and to help them? Or
when you say we could go in to help them, what do you mean?
Like the American government or the military.
What do you think would that look? You know, how would that look exactly?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I mean, we go over there and then they're going to get mad and they're going to you know, we're going to drop bombs on them, you know, or a nuclear bomb.
I don't know, by the way, if it's your phone or your microphone on the phone, but you keep fading in and out. It's actually kind of hard to understand you, Bobby. But just to kind of answer your question, nuclear weapons aren't going to help this situation in any way, shape, or form. That's just going to eradicate more innocent life. And we know how...
I don't think war at all is going to help this problem.
No.
I mean, there's an idea, I think it's pronounced casus belli, of a just war. I mean, if ever there was a just war, preventing something like this would or ending something like this would probably qualify. But there's bound to be a better way. Right? There's bound to be a peaceful solution to this that involves just not... I mean, sure, maybe we'd have to rearrange the entire world economy to stop giving money to China, but something has to be done. And if that's what has to be done, then that's a peaceful way of achieving the goal.
You know, I'm generally against using violence to achieve whatever ends it is that you might have. On the other hand, I don't think there's anything wrong with breaking people out of a prison. Like, you know, there's people in there being held against their will. If there's a way to do it with the least amount of violence, meaning like... you go in and you tase the guards or something like that to where you're not actually killing them. You know what I mean? Where you could somehow put them all to sleep. You know, instead of gassing the place with a killing agent, you could put them to sleep and then, like, lock the guards in handcuffs and take all the innocent people out and be like, see you later. So maybe there's some sort of a creative way where, like, a mercenary squad of badasses could go in and actually not leave a trail of bodies behind them. I mean, isn't that a possibility?
That would also be great.
Yeah.
Right? Such a thing. I mean, it's probably more realistic than rearranging the entire world economy to stop, you know, subsidizing China. So maybe that's a better idea than just not buying from China.
And it would be cheaper. I mean, it wouldn't cost that much to hire the mercenaries. It'd be a fraction of whatever it is the military is taking from the American people. And if you could organize it voluntarily, I don't know, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here.
Yeah, and
right?
With no body count.
Yeah.
Right, because as we talked about, some of these people, they do still have humanity. There's no need to kill anyone here.
Right.
Because
they would be relieved if you had humanity, like this one guard they were talking to.
Yeah, who was crying
about kidnapping people. You know, he didn't want to do this, but he was afraid he was going to afraid he was going to be put into a camp. If he could have the responsibility taken away from him, like, well, I couldn't do anything. They put me to sleep. They put the whole, you know, place to sleep. And what could we do? And all the prisoners are gone. You know?
I mean, that's how bad it really is, that the guards and the cops in China are prisoners themselves to the Chinese regime.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby, for the call tonight. Again, it's not going to be solved by another government coming in with the way they always do things, which is to use maximum violence, maximum force. I mean, we saw what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tons of innocent, peaceful people were put to death. Check out Iraq body count. I'm pretty sure the website's still up where they counted over, I think it was over 1 million people or something like that that had died. I'll have to pull up the more recent numbers here. But
and that's essentially because George W. Bush didn't like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Or if you listen to some of the fringier ideas, it was because Saddam Hussein wanted to move to selling oil only for gold.
Okay, so I apologize. It wasn't 1 million, but it was still about 200,000 civilian deaths documented. Documented, meaning the government, you know, admitted to a certain number of civilian deaths. So,
and how many were killed before, you know, collateral damage video came out?
Right. What's the actual number? Maybe it's 5 times this, 3 times this. Who knows? But there are definitely a ton of innocent, peaceful people who come under the crosshairs. So let me go back here to Amnesty International. This is their executive summary of what are the reasons people are getting thrown into these camps in China. Well, if they're considered suspicious, if they talk to family members outside of the Xinjiang province and foreign countries, if they're quote-unquote untrustworthy or extremist. We're starting to hear a lot about extremists here in the United States.
Yes, we are.
Like I say, only a difference in degrees here. Another common category includes anything related to religion. Former detainees were sent to camps for reasons related to Islamic beliefs or practice, including working in a mosque, praying, having a prayer mat, or possessing a photo or video with a religious theme.
Having a prayer mat?
That's right. We've got one sitting here in the studio, actually. Will Coley left it here. Analyzed in concert with other testimonial and documentary evidence gathered by journalists and other organizations, the evidence that Amnesty has gathered demonstrates that members of ethnic minorities in Xinjiang province were often detained on the basis of what can only be considered guilt by association. Many were interned as a result of their relationships or their perceived or alleged relationships with family, friends, or community members, and none of them were guilty of any actual crime of violence or hurting another human being.
No, just associating with people. That's enough to do it.
From the moment they entered a camp, detainees' lives were extraordinarily regimented. They were stripped of their personal autonomy, and that's pretty standard in, you know, any jail, with every aspect of their lives being dictated to them. Detainees who deviated from the conduct prescribed by camp authorities, even in the most innocuous ways, were reprimanded and regularly physically punished, often along with their cellmates. Detainees had no privacy. They were monitored at all times, including when they ate, slept, and used the toilet. By the way, in the Gulag Archipelago, he talks about how they were only allowed to go to the bathroom at 6 a.m.
Once a day?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's that bad there, but it could be. To other detainees, guards, or teachers, when they were permitted to speak to other detainees, guards, or teachers, they were required to speak in Mandarin Chinese, a language many of them, especially older people and those from more rural areas, did not speak or understand. So you can't speak your own language. You must speak the official language of the Chinese government.
And that's a bit of an issue if you don't speak the Chinese government's language. But, of course, that's their issue altogether. They want this single homogenized culture that all speaks the same language.
And, of course, if you tried to speak a different language, you will be physically punished. There was insufficient food, water, exercise, health care, sanitary and hygienic conditions, fresh air, and exposure to natural light. These complaints, by the way, have been stated about many U.S. prisons. In a lot of cases. Maybe not all at once, but there's no shortage of stories about sewage leaks inside prison cells not being cleaned up in the United States, unsanitary conditions, the old moldy bologna that was being served in the tent city down in the Phoenix area. I mean, there's just so much of this stuff. Detainees had draconian restrictions placed on their ability to urinate and defecate. All detainees were required to quote-unquote work 1 or 2 hour shifts monitoring their cellmates every night. Many former detainees reported that during the first few days, weeks, or sometimes months after arriving, they were forced to do nothing but sit still, often in terribly uncomfortable positions, for nearly the entire day. And this is like the stress positions like they were talking about before.
Well, there's no position you can sit in for an entire day that is comfortable.
Nope.
Humans need to move.
The typical schedule included 3 or 4 hours of classes after breakfast. Then detainees had a lunch or a short quote-unquote rest, which often involves sitting still on a stool or with their heads still on their desks. After lunch, there was another 3 or 4 hours of classes and then dinner, followed by a few hours to sit or kneel on a stool and silently review, quote-unquote, the day's material or to watch more so-called educational videos.
To pray to the Chinese government.
There's more on the way. 603-283-6160, hour 3 is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.